Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell hanging out at Twin Peaks. I'm going to be here tomorrow, guys. Watch party as we get ready for more college football playoff and taking it all in. So just come by 3 to 5. I'll be out here hanging out. Yeah. You want to chop it up at the bar and just talk? We can do that because that's what I'm going to be doing out here tomorrow. All right? Today, we're out here live doing our show, and we'd love to get a chance to meet you as always. Mike, let's talk to our man Bryant McFadden, B-Mac. Two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, CBS NFL analyst, and a friend of the show. And, B, I saw a little bit of your analysis of last night. Brother, I got to tell you, I feel the same way you do about Sam Darnold. I want you to tell our audience how you feel, because despite the win, apprehensive a little bit, right, about how he's playing in these games, even though he played great late.
Yeah, I mean, what we saw last night, man, was a tale of two halves. For Sam Darnold. I mean, the first half was ugly. He couldn't throw the football to the right person. He was creating turnovers. He was super inefficient. And usually when we see things like that happen, especially at the quarterback position, that said player usually goes into a deeper hole where it's just going to be an ugly, ugly game. But because of how his team rallied, and that kind of gave him the voters' confidence to be able to say, you know what? Forget everything I just did. I still got a lot left, and we can still find a way to win this ball game. And because of that, that's why I had to tip my hat to him. Because you guys know, man, when you look at the quarterback position, it's identical to a pitcher. You know, if that first inning, if you allow a grand slam, usually that pitcher kind of goes into a tank, and eventually they get pulled. And in the NFL, when quarterbacks start off with a horrible performance, 9 times out of 10, the game is out of reach. And they usually get pulled. But because of his team and how battle-tested they were, they kind of kept things within reach, and they stuck with Sam. And he found his rhythm, man, and he delivered when he needed to deliver.
And that's the thing about Sam Darnold. I'm with you. I don't believe in him. I thought last year with two big games, to win the division, against Detroit, and then how bad he looked against the Rams. But I tell you what, man, maybe he's getting better coaching. This is the latest Kubiak to put his mark in the NFL. And, man, I give Seattle some credit. Now, the refs are all over the place. There was some holding. There was some crazy stuff in that game, that two-point conversion. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Puka Nacua is going to be probably about $100,000 lighter because of the things he said about the refs, Bryant. But, I mean, do you vibe that at all? I know it's like complaining about taxes and death, but it just seems like the refs have been so suspect this year more than ever.
Yeah, this year, definitely, there's been a lot of questionable calls that were either called or missed from the officials in the National Football League. And last night, now, like you guys were, I was definitely confused in how the two-point play was basically finished. And they were resetting for the kickoff. And then they went all the way back to review it to change the call. Like, the kickoff was being placed, meaning that play is, the previous play is dead. Anytime they set the ball or place the ball, that symbolizes the new play is ready to go. So that didn't make any sense, and I agree with Sean McVay. That was one of the more defining moments, because you basically said the play is dead, but we're going to go revisit to see if it actually was a live ball. That doesn't make any sense, and we don't usually see that.
B, as we talk about this playoff picture, the team that is, or at least one of the teams that's out of the playoffs, made news this week, and that's the Miami Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa. What's the best-case scenario for Tua after he's been benched in Miami?
Well, it's going to be hard to trade him because of that salary. I think he sticks with Miami once again in 2026, but probably as a backup quarterback, and he's that piece of insurance that you would have if whoever the new quarterback isn't ready to deliver. But his starting days in Miami is wrapped. Think about it this, guys. Tua, not only was he demoted, he was demoted all the way to the emergency quarterback. He's third on the depth chart now.
Like that tells you all you need to know about his career moving forward in Miami. But it's going to be hard to move off of that contract. So I see him being a part of that organization. And you guys know how it is. Backup quarterbacks are not important until they're important.
Right.
Right? And you're seeing that now in Atlanta with Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? So I think he will stick around because of the finances. But his starting days are pretty much done in Miami.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And again, I'm not sure what they're going to do with that coach. I'd say I'd take him in a heartbeat as an OC.
Yep.
I know, Brian, you've always played on Steelers teams who were probably always in the hunt for the playoffs, so it's hard to relate to a team which is kind of a lame duck like the Falcons. But, guys, we said last week, they still got to make tape for the rest of the league. And whether you're a special teamer or a guy, we got a lot of guys on their fourth year of the contract probably not sticking around here. So what is the mindset, and how do you approach a week like the next two for the Falcons?
Man, just utilize the experiences that you created last week to follow you out to Arizona. Because I can tell you this much, Atlanta, even though your playoff hopes are dead, it feels good when you win. Even the fan base, the fans here, I mean, I was, you know, talking with a few people after Thursday night's game, they felt different. They felt good. Yeah, we know the season has been a rut. I mean, we just won a ball game, man, against a divisional foe. So if you're a player on this team, man, number one, you want to continue to put hot tape out. Number two, you want to compete and try to win ball games. And this is a winnable game for Atlanta. Like, you're not playing against one of the best teams in the NFL. You're playing against the Arizona Cardinals. They got a lot of problems. They've had a lot of problems just like you have. So go out. This is a neutral opportunity in terms of talent, in terms of how bad both teams have been, to continue to stack another win up. So if I'm the players on Atlanta, you got a lot to play for. Some guys got incentives. Hey, Kyle Pitts, every time you ball out, you create more financial leverage for yourself. You know what I mean? So
yep. This
is a great opportunity to continue to do what they did last week. Use momentum, stack another one on top of a win.
What do you make of Kirk Cousins, who I think is playing for another opportunity to start somewhere else, even if it's not here? Mike and I had a chance to catch up with him on Wednesday, B, and he sat down with us for a good 20, 25 minutes. It was great. We're going to replay it later in the show. But bottom line is, he's feeling really good, and I think he's playing well right now.
He is. He's playing extremely well. And when he lost his starting job, he still believed he could be a starting quarterback. Mm. And that fire, I believe, is still in him. And that's what he is showcasing now. So for Atlanta, no question, he's been the ultimate professional since his time here. You know, he's never been a distraction, even in the midst of losing his job. He's handled everything the right way, and you applaud him for that. But he's auditioning for another opportunity in 2026. And when you look at the landscape of the NFL, there will be a lot of teams that can utilize a quarterback. The Raiders, the Jets, Arizona. I mean, there's a lot of teams. Hey, who knows what happens in Minnesota, you know what I mean, with J.J. McCarthy. So that's why games like this are very, very important. You know, I know some people say, well, they don't have anything to play for. A lie. They got a lot to play for. There are a lot of players that have a lot to play for when it comes to auditioning for other teams, and that's what Kirk Cousins is basically doing.
It is our man Brian McFadden talking NFL here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Duke's Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. You got the Broncos with Knicks, the Pats with Drake May, Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, and then you get to the Steelers. There's Aaron Rodgers, Buffalo Bills. Okay, there's just Josh Allen. Is this just right for one of the teams which maybe record-wise will probably have to go on the road and win a couple of playoff games because you got some young, untested guys? Now, Broncos did make the playoffs, but what do you think about maybe a lower-ranked AFC team who's got a veteran making the move, like Josh Allen?
This has to be the year for Josh Allen, guys. And the reason why I say that, when you talk about the narrative kind of changing in the AFC, there's no longer Pat Mahomes that you have to worry about in the playoffs. As we see it right now today, Lamar Jackson wouldn't be in the playoffs. Joe Burrow wouldn't be in the playoffs. Those are all notable quarterback names. Those are all names that have really either stood in front of Josh Allen in playoff experiences or hampered him from advancing to potentially get to the Super Bowl. So now you got young, new quarterbacks that has never been in this environment. when you talk about playoff caliber football. Even though Bo Nix made the playoffs last year, they were one and done. And you know who they lost to? Buffalo. Josh Allen. That's right. So if you're Josh Allen, this got to be the year, man. You potentially will be the most experienced AFC playoff quarterback in the tournament this year. And you don't have to worry about the Michael Jordan. This is like the year when Michael Jordan retired and went and played baseball, right? you had some new champions in the NBA. If I'm not mistaken, that's the year when Houston went back-to-back. So eventually Pat Mahomes is going to find his groove and he's going to get back. So if you're Josh Allen, you got to find a way to get it done. Because if you don't get it done now with no Lamar, no Joe, no Pat Mahomes, who knows when you'll get it done?
You're missing your window.
That's it, man.
It's crazy. All right, B, is there anything as far as, you know, all this stuff that's going on around the NFL, man, it's just so much that's happening. It feels like I hope we get games like we did last night in these playoffs. It's going to be incredible. I do want to ask you one last thing before we let you go. Are you faded or fading on the Eagles at all?
I still have faith with the Eagles. And the reason why is because they're deserving of that. They're a talented team. So that's the biggest thing with the Eagles. You don't question the talent. You just question the execution. I think the biggest issue for Philly is the lack of creativity offensively, starting with their OC, Kevin Petullo. You know, this is the same group that Kellen Moore had last year. I know they've been dealing with injuries on the offensive line, but heck, everyone has been dealing with injuries. I mean, Atlanta lost their right tackle before week one. The Chargers have lost both tackles. Buffalo has lost both of their tackles have missed time, but those guys have still found ways to be creative and run the football. So I still believe, man, because Jalen Hurts is a winner. He's criticized a lot, but not deserving. So he's a winner. He can get things done. They got dudes on defensive side. We've seen that. It's just the lack of rhythm offensively has hampered. But I still believe if you look at the landscape of the NFC playoff-wise, Philly will have a home playoff game. Man, they got dudes that can get it done. And they just need to go ahead and light that fuse at the right time, and who knows what could happen.
Right, and they dealt with the soap opera last year.
Yeah, they did.
And they got there.
They did. B, appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games, as always, brother, and we will talk to you next week. Hey, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your family. I know next Wednesday, you know, you're taking care of the fam, and just wanted to give you a big shout-out, man, and thanks for all that you do for us.
Love you, brother.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys, man, and likewise to you.
All right, there he is. Bryant McFadden. It's Dukes and Bell live, guys, at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Mike, when we come back, got to talk about Trae Young's return. Hornets were on fire last night.
They literally could not miss a three-point shot. I mean, it was insane. And we looked like the Monstars shooting threes. Took our skills.
We'll get into it. I asked people on social media, what did you think about Trae's return? Find out what we think next.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.